שבת שלום.
הללויה. In Ethiopia we shout hallelujah.
Good. I'm so grateful to be here. You know, Rabbi Michael, the simplest rabbi which I know. I travel a lot and it's very simple, like Yeshua. God bless you. Really, I know Brenda also went with me to Ethiopia, and I know she has a passion for poorest people, and I know you are supporting her in her ministry, and I encourage you really to be with her, because that's Yeshua's heart. It's very important to help, especially the lost, the poorest of poor, all over the place. So I'm so grateful for that. Some of you maybe know me, some of you don't. So I am from Ethiopia, Ethiopian Jewish descent. I live in Israel and half of it here. My children are living here in Colorado, but me and my wife, we are going forth and back to Jerusalem. And for Passover, I'm going back in 10 days to Jerusalem to be with my people in Passover, Pesach time. So I'm so grateful here today just to share the word of God, what the Lord put in my heart for you guys. And in Jerusalem, always when we start our Shabbat service, always we proclaim 7 times Yeshua who Adon. That means Jesus is Lord. In Jerusalem, as you know, most of the Jews, they are not welcoming him as the king, as the Messiah, but we are representing him in Jerusalem, and then we declare over Jerusalem, over Israel, 7 times Yeshua who Adon. That means we conquer the air first. Then, you know, the battle starting from the air. Then, you know, we have to defeat the enemies and blind our people not to see their Messiah, Yeshua. So we proclaim 7 times Yeshua who Adon. That means Jesus is Lord, the fourth corner. And one is air, because depression, fear, discouragement is coming from the principalities. We said, you can't rule over me because Yeshua, who Adon, Yeshua is my savior. Then one is to the ground, because we have a destiny that the Lord really put in our life, but the enemy always put obstacles in our journey. So we said, out from my way, because Yeshua is my Lord. Always we have to proclaim then. And one is for our service, because this body is the temple of Ruach Kodesh, not the temple of sickness. So we said one for our service, because Yeshua is my Rofe, my healer. Hallelujah. So let's stand up together. Let's shout 7 times as we do in Jerusalem in Hebrew. So first, maybe I have to teach you before we proclaim. Yeshua, who Adon. Yeshua, who Adon. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have to shout as an army of God, not like Yeshua, who Adon. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen. 1, 2, 3. Yeshua, who Adon. 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 Give glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. As we stand up together, let's read Ezekiel chapter 47. Then the shofar's people, I want you to be ready after my sermon. I'll pray for the people. The shofar has a weapon, special weapon to destroy the enemy. So I would like to pray for you guys before I leave this house. So be ready. The Lord is with us. He will give us victory, healing, deliverance, and restoration. So we have to be ready to receive from him. Amen. Hallelujah. Could you bring Ezekiel 47, please? Let's read together. Let's read it with a loud voice together. Amen. Hallelujah. The man brought me back to the entrance of the temple,
and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the out gate facing east, and the water was drinking from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measure line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits, and then he led me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 3 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. And he measured off another 1,000 and led me through the water that was up to the waist. And number 6, please. He asked me, "Son of man, do you see this?" Then he led me back to the bank of the river. Let's pray. Adonai, ananu modim laha en kmoha b'shemayim o ba'aretz. Ata el kadosh el gibor el ilion. Ata Adonai abotenu, Adonai Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Lord, thank you for this morning, the special Shabbat. Lord, in the name of Yeshua, pour out your Ruach Kodesh. Ignite your fire upon our life. Bless this congregation, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name, speak to us and heal us, Lord. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, Lord. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, we bind the spirit of depression, the spirit of fear, the spirit of sickness out from this place. Lord, come with us and touch your people. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Everybody say, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Have a seat, please. Can I go down? I am a little bit far. I prefer go down. Okay, we'll speak today about the river of life. Say, river of life. Okay, everybody knows about water. Without water, we can't live. Our body also, the 75% of our body is content with water. Do you know that? So it's very important. So we'll speak today about Mayim Hayim in Hebrew, the river of life. So let's focus a little bit. I'm not really preaching that much long. Even Pastor Mike told me that I can preach 2 hours, but I'll preach only maybe half an hour. And then so be with me always, okay? Hallelujah. So Ezekiel, you know, the prophet Ezekiel, he is one of the major prophets in Israel history, in the Bible. Actually, Ezekiel is really, he saw more and more the glory of God. You know, Isaiah always prophesies about the coming Messiah, the suffering Messiah. But Ezekiel mostly focusing on the glory of God. So really, it's very important to study Ezekiel if you want to really immerse with Ruach Kodesh, with the Holy Spirit. Because even his name is Ezekiel, means in Hebrew, Yehezkel, means God gives strength. The only strength we get forever is from Yeshua, from Adonai. So that's why his name also has a very profile meaning that's really connecting with Yeshua. So here he saw something is burst out of the temple threshold. It is starting from here. It was dry. There was no any fountain when they built the temple. Actually, this really it is not really exist yet, that temple that Ezekiel saw it. It is coming because Yeshua is reigning 1,000 years in Jerusalem. That's really, it is symbolic vision. So that's why he saw on the temple of threshold, something is birthed, something is coming. It is starting very small. It's starting very small, but the Lord start to measure. Say measure.
That's very important, Lord. Because I want to really give me attention, please. Even my English is perfect than you. Just give me your ears for the few meaning, okay?
So the water is starting from the threshold and then starting very small, but when it start to measure, starting grow. And the first one is ankle deep. And then he's not stopping there. He start to measure again. When he measure, the water is growing. He come to ankle deep. And then he measure again. When he measure, the water is grow. And then it's coming to waist deep. And then he measure again. When he measure, the water is flowing over the head. This is very important message.
As I said, I'm not speaking that much long. There is a lot of meaning on this verse.
But what happened? The water is flowing only one direction. Which direction go? Say east. If you read this Ezekiel chapter 40, actually Ezekiel chapter 44 to 48, is speaking about the coming of Messiah, about Yeshua. That's very important to focus on the verses and the meaning of the Bible. So the water is flowing only one direction. It's going what? Say east. Why east? Why east? Why east? Is there anyone to tell me? Because you are an American, you know everything. So tell me, why is east? Why is east? Jerusalem, okay, this one is coming from Jerusalem because the temple is in Jerusalem. It is not in Colorado. So it is in Jerusalem. So why east? Why the water is flowing only one direction? Why not west, south, north? Why only east? Is there anyone? The coming of the king, okay. Today, this morning, when you wake up, you see what? Rising of the sun. The sun is representing new life. The sun is representing strength. The sun is representing light. The sun is representing heat. The sun is representing everything. And the sun is showing you you are a new person today. Yesterday when you're sleeping, you're tired, you're exhausted, but when you're sleeping, the Lord is working on you. And then when he put you a lot of strength, when you wake up, you refresh. You're a new person. And then you see new things. So the water is flowing only one direction. That is where? East. East representing new life, new beginning, light, and our authority and our responsibility. And after you receive Yeshua, we'll not go back. Yeshua is our light. Yeshua is our redeemer. Yeshua is our life. Yeshua is our restore. Whatever it passes in our life, always going forward, not eastward, not backward. So remember, this is very important message for all of us, because we are living in a very depressed world, a very depressed news every day. The world is in turmoil. You can't depend on the world. You can't depend on the White House. You can't depend in your wealth. You can't depend in your citizen. The only hope, the only strength is coming from East. That is Yeshua. Can you give glory to the Lord? That's very important. So the water, the water is going only one direction, no going back, no matter what. No matter what difficulties we have in our life, always we are pushing forward. You know, if you know my story, some of you read my book, and I know you're amazed how the Lord is faithful. When my mother died, when I was 5 years boy, in the very remote area, my father is from the Levite, from Kohanim. The hyena came in the middle of the night when I was sleeping alone. The Lord sent an angel, and then he saved me many times. Even when I walked through the desert of Sudan, fleeing from the communist government, God was with me, with my wife. Even my children born, one in Sudan, one in Egypt, one is in Israel. All this journey, the Lord was with me. There was many things in my life not to be following Yeshua because of the difficulties, but we never give up. We push forward. We move forward because Yeshua is our Redeemer. Yeshua is Adonai. No matter where you are, no matter where is the darkness is in our life, Yeshua always there with you. Whether you are poor or rich, black, white, it doesn't matter. Yeshua always looking your heart. So the river is flowing to one side. In Jerusalem, when I established a Messianic congregation the first time in 1994, a lot of persecution came. They tried to kill me. They tried to kill my children. We flee from Israel as soon as possible in 1999 because of persecution. We flew to Canada because we hadn't any visa to come to America. There was intense fighting, intense persecution because we believe in Yeshua. But we never give up. He never give up us also. He's there always with us. He's there. Yeshua is always there. No matter where you are, no matter when you need him, he's always there. He's Adonai Shama. The river is flowing only one side. Brothers and sisters, when you accept Yeshua as your personal savior, you are the light to the nation. That's why even for the Jewish people, the Torah told them, Atem or Legoim, you are the light to the nation. And Yeshua came, he says that, I am the light and also you are the light. So we are the light. So we have to always kindle our light no matter what, no matter where. So that's why it's very important to focus on the river. River, it gives you life. Rivers gives you cleanings. River always give you refreshment. But you can't swim only one side. Yeshua is always our resource. Say, Yeshua is my resource. He is your resource. He is our resource. He never dries out. He is always there, increasing every day, increasing no matter what. Remember, the water is flowing into the dry desert, Judah desert. But wherever it goes, the river brings life. Even on the desert of Judea, still it gives life. If you are living in a very desert area, let me give you a good solution. Yeshua will give you life. Yeshua gives you strength. So I'm still dipping in the message. That's very important. I want to really change a little bit your attitude toward Yeshua and toward who you are. That's why I would like really to give you a very simple example.
But I want you not to forget this example. First of all, the river is starting from the temple. No matter how you reach, no matter how intellectual, it doesn't give you anything except the temple. The temple always gives you life. Not your wealth, not your citizen, not your identity. Yeshua is the only resource to our life. Then, when you see this big temple the Lord gave you from the Orthodox Jewish people, he trusts you to have this beautiful sanctuary and good leader. But you see, these are lack of people. Empty chairs. Why? Because we think that the rabbi, he didn't do his work. Always blaming leaders. Because we don't know our calling. We forget our calling. Our calling is really to be a light. To bring life to the dead people. Not the elder. Each of you. Each of us. So do you think Yeshua is happy when he sees these empty teachers? Do you think he is happy? So that's why I would like to change a little bit your perspective about the service, about the congregation, and that's why I want you to give me a little time. So, the water is starting from the threshold of the temple, but very small. So let me ask you some questions. Do you remember when you bore the first day when you came out of your mom's womb? Do you remember what did you say? You don't remember? I remember. I was there when you bore. I was there. The first day when you came out of your mom, what did you say? You said, oh. Why you cry? Who told you to cry? Even you are living in a very fancy hospital. Doctors around you. And even me, you know, I born in a very darkest village on the earth, in a very remote area. Never water, never electricity, no running water, no electric, very darkest place. The hyena is around you. The lions around you when I was born. But when you born in Colorado or in America, the first time when you came out of your mom, you said, why you cry? Who told you to cry? Not only that, you still cry, but surrounding area, they said, oh, congratulations, she's a girl, he's a boy, hallelujah. But still you said, why you cry? Because you know that you are coming the darkest world. So you prefer not to born. The first time when you came, you start to cry because you came the fallen world. That's why you cry. But your people surround you, they congratulate you. They laughing, they enjoy. Why? Because God gave them someone to take their burden, their work with them. That's why they are very happy to have a children. But that's not my point. Then when you born naked, say naked. Say naked. You are afraid to say naked? I know you are an American, you are better. You born naked. Even you didn't bring underwear to cover your stuff. You American, you born naked. And then you cried? Not only that. You born weak, say weak.
weak.
Unless someone is taking care of you, you could die easily. Immediately. That's why the mother takes care of you. That's why the Bible said, like a mother. Like a mother, I take care of you, I feed you, I hold you. So you born, don't forget, you born what? Crying, you born naked, you born weak. Okay, now let's go to the main point. Then the Lord starts to measure your life. When he starts to measure your life, you grow up. You are not only, you know, the first one is knee down, ankle deep. That means ankle is the foundation. Of course, there's a lot of meaning spiritually, but I'm not going there because that's not my point. My point is really, I want you just to change a little bit how to preach, how to reach out to the darkest world. I want you to understand why you are exist, why you are here. That's my main message. So when you start, you measure, and then you start to grow up. And then you go to school. And then you cover your nakedness. And then you start to be strong. He measure again. And then you come to kneel deep. I know prayer there, but it's fine. Forget that one. But you start to be, oh, I'm high school finishing. And I'm going to college. And then I'm growing. So instead of remembering how you born naked, how you born weak, how you born crying, you said, I am somebody. Then you start to earn knowledge, degree, and then work. And then he measure again. When he measure, become waist deep. That is reproduction. You marry, you have children, you start fruit, you have something, and then you have somebody. You have house, you have money, you say that, oh, I am somebody. I can do everything. If we say I can do everything through Yeshua, that's fine. But we said, no, I can do in my knowledge, I can do in my money, I can do in my citizen, I can do everything. Then the Lord start to measure. When he start to measure, you start to become from 1 year girl or boy starting to 70. 60 years boy. 60 is too old. So all the ways what you working hard to bring all the goodness of the world, you start to demolish. When you go to 65 years old, your work, they said, thank you for your service. Here is a flower. Bye-bye. We don't need you anymore. We don't need you anymore. You are old. We don't need you. Until now, you're boss. You're very important, but not anymore. Bye-bye. This is a flower. Goodbye. Then you start to decline. He measure, when he measure, you become what? 8 years old. Then you start feel lonely. Not only lonely, weak. Not only weak, you start to cry as you do when you born. And then you start to what? Using diaper. Oh. He measure. You start to forget everything. And then you become lonely. You longing people around you, but no one is there. Then he measure. Then you go die. When you die, you go quietly. You don't speak anything, just you go quietly. But surround your people crying. But when you born, they laughing. Now when you die, they cry, but you go quietly. You don't speak. You don't say nothing. Just go quietly. Not only that, you go naked. You go weak.
Why? This lesson, the Lord spoke to me when I was flying to Germany to speak. It was a big, it's a long flight. I was trying just to complain. I forget how the Lord brought out me from the dust. And I start to complain. Then the Lord spoke to me. Study Ezekiel chapter 47. Measuring your life. And I chosen you to be my servant. But you start to complaining. Remember, I'm measuring every day your life. So I want to know, I want to,
you know that. One day, my last measure, you'll go back naked. You'll go back weak. You'll go back nothing. Remember the most powerful president on the earth in America? Do you remember him? Who was he? In our type. Ronald Reagan, do you remember him? He destroyed the communist ideology. He bring down the wall of communist and he brought America superpower all over the world.
Yet, do you remember when he died? He was in a single house alone. He was crying. He was alone. He never remembered even his wife. He was in dementia. Not only that, he was in diaper like a child. That strong man, that man who changed the world into a superpower nation, that man, when you go, he cried. He was naked. He was weak. He was lonely. Brother and sister, wake up. Wake up. It's very important. Why the Lord gave you another day to live? Why you didn't die during COVID? Because of you're in America? You think that because you are safe, because you're in America? No, I was in Israel with my wife during COVID time. We were in 10th floor, and we are not allowed even to go down, even to get fresh air. 6 months. We were only on the 10th floor. Once a week, they allowed us to go to the grocery to take out, bring our food. We were not allowed even to go from this apartment to the next one to say hi. They were controlling us with phone number. And then me and my wife, we were crying day and night because our children living here and waiting that we didn't see them again. So why you survive? Why you didn't die? A lot of people died in America, over a million people during COVID. New York, the highest place on the world, the richest city, the first hit is in New York. Do you remember that? Even the wealthy people, they couldn't get even proper burial or to cemetery. They took them like with the truck, dumped them. Their money, their wealth never helped them. So here is the point. Here is the point. Yeshua said, you are my sheep. Say sheep. Bah. He says that, Yeshua says that, you are my sheep. Are you sure? Are you a sheep or are you an American citizen? That is the point. Most of us, oh, I'm American. Oh, I have everything. I'm an American, you know? Oh, even the congregation when he come, oh, why he do this? Why the pastor didn't do this? Why? Yeah, I'm an American. I'm a respected person, I'm American. But Yeshua said, you are my? Say sheep. Say ba. Then Yeshua said in John chapter 10, what did he say? The sheep, what? Knows me and then hear my voice. And they know who is their shepherd. They know
when the shepherd speaks, they hear it. They know his voice. So, are you a sheep or are you an America? That's good. I am sure I'm coming back and I will see all these chairs will full of a lot of sheep, lost sheep. Do you remember Yeshua says that for the disciples, the Talmidim? Go to the lost sheep, bring them back here. There is a lot of Jews around here. There is a lot of dry bones around here. Who is going to bring them to the temple? Do you think that the rabbi? Forget it. The sheep is not, the shepherd is not, ordered to bring sheep. The sheep, the shepherd, is commanded to keep the flock safe, to give them nurture, to give them good food. He commanded, the pastors commanded to protect you from false teaching, false doctrine, and to feed you. Look, he was announcing about Bible study. That is part of the pastor, the shepherd responsibility. The shepherd responsibility to prepare the place for you and then to arrange everything for you. Your responsibility to bring sheep. You understand what I am saying? The sheep always brings what? Sheep. So simple. I was a shepherd when I was a baby. When I was 10, 8 years old. In Ethiopia, the sheep, the cow, goat, donkey, mule, horses together. So when I was watching, when the sheep about to give birth, I was watching closely. And then the sheep brings a small sheep. I was thinking maybe she will bring a small goat or small horse. No. Even if they live together, they bring the sheep, bring what? So say, I'm a sheep. Bah. The Lord is measuring. When you have wealth, when you have money, when you have knowledge, it's not yours. Remember, you're born naked. You're born weak. Everything is for his kingdom. Everything is for his purpose, not for you. That's why in Matthew chapter 25, everybody will ask this question. That's why when you go, when you die, you go quietly because you'll meet the King of Kings. Only the king speaks, you just listen. But when you're born, he allowed you to speak. But when you die, you go quietly because only the king speaks, you just answer. That's why in Matthew chapter 25, the book of life, what? Will be open. And then if anyone is written his name, the king is commanded, the angels, take her to the presence of God. Take him to the presence of the Lord. Because she was faithful. He was faithful. When I measure his life, he was so faithful in his wealth. He was faithful in his knowledge. He was faithful in his mission. She was faithful on the earth. That's why, take her. So everyone will ask six questions. The same question when you born. As I said, you cried. You born naked. You born weak. You just born nothing. So Yeshua said, he was asking six questions. That's why about Gontamol. Gontamol, he said. Yeah, your wife is going to where now? Guatemala, wherever. Uganda. Why she goes there? This is a very nice place here. Uganda is a very hard place. When you go to Ethiopia, it's a very hard place. Why you go? Why you have a comfortable zone here? Why you stay here? Why you go? They are not your relatives. They are not your family. Why you go? All this journey, dangerous place. Why you go?
the sheep always listening the voice of the shepherd. The shepherd says that, when I was hungry, do you remember that? When I was naked, you remember that? When I was thirsty, when I was a stranger, when I was in bed, when I was in prison. These six questions we will ask every single person. Whether you're a president or a king or you are a janitor, it doesn't matter. Everyone, we will ask these six questions. Brother and sister, you are living in a very nice city, a very nice place. The Lord really inherit you a very historic place here. But you see this? The sheep bring what? Say it. The sheep bring what? Instead of praying, asking for intercessing to the Lord, Lord, give me one soul. Give me one soul. Give me one sheep to bring to your kingdom, Lord. Help me. Instead of that, we are watching. News always coming, depressed us. Oh, terrorist is coming to Colorado. Instead of praying, listening, and asking to bring new soul, always we are focusing unimportant things. As a believers, we are the light to the nation. That's why he measure our life. My wife always, when I travel to different places, sometimes even dangerous places, she said, we had enough. We were in Sudan 6 years. We were in Egypt 1 year. We suffered in Israel. Now, let us relax the rest of our life in America. I said, the Lord is not calling me to relax here. He's calling me to be a light to the nation. He brought out me from the dust. Then he made me a man. Like David, my mother and my father forgotten me, but you Lord brought me out. Brothers and sisters, please come back to the Lord. It's not enough to come to worship here once a week. No, it is good to come, but it's not enough. There is a lot to do. The darkest world is working day and night, to bring our children into darkness. You are living in a very downtown here. If you go to yesterday night or tonight even, you'll see many young people with drugs, with homosexuality, lesbian, gay. Do you think that that's not our responsibility? Supposed to be full of people here, they are full of people on the stadium, on the theater. Every Sunday, every Shabbat, instead of coming, our children. Look, I was crying when my brother asking the children to come forth and to pray. Do you think that there is hope without children in this congregation? You will die. Who's going to take care of this? If we are not encouraging our children to come to the Lord, if we are not doing our job properly to bring salvation to our generation, who is going to lead America next time? Do you think the godly people? We practiced the last 8 years, you remember that? How was the evil was really ruling on the White House? And do you remember what the gay, lesbian flags were everywhere? How many million, billion dollars is spending to promote the bad, the demonic activities? The Lord gave us another years to wake up, you guys. I was in Ethiopia for a mission trip. I went to the American embassy last year. When I go to Ethiopian American embassy, who's representing there? All gay, lesbian, transgender.
all the workers. Most of the believers working in American embassy in Ethiopia, they left because of their evil things. A lot of young Ethiopian people, they are poor. They change them into gay lesbian because they give them money. Brothers and sisters, the devil is working day and night, but you sleeping. Even you are tired to come once a week to the Shabbat service. Even you tired. Here is a point. River of life never dry out. Always there. Even Yeshua, do you remember in John chapter 4 about that woman? He told her, you know, if you drink the river which I am going to give you, you'll never be thirst. Yeshua never dry out. Never. Never, no matter whether you are rich or poor, whether you are alone or lonely, he never dry out. He's there. Adonai Shammah. Adonai Shammah. He's here. And you are created with a purpose. You are not created just eating and dying. You are creating to be his representative, to be his ambassador, to bring light. You have to think beyond your circumstances. You have to think beyond your ability. Because Yeshua in you, with you, he never dry out. He's the river of life. He's measuring every day your life. Are you ready to be used the rest of your life? Hallelujah! Brother and sister, don't forget this. Examples. You born crying, naked, weak. He will measure your life no matter where. No matter where you are. So you have to be ready to use by the rest of your life in God's purpose. Live a meaningful life. Don't live just eat and die. You are crying for some people. Oh, Rabbi, I want you to pray for me. What happened? I lost my job. So what? The job is not your source, resource. He never forget you. He never forsake you. He never sleep. He never slumber. He's there always with you. He's there. Your work is not your resource. Yeshua is a resource. And they said, oh, Rabbi, I wish my house will be full of peace, but my wife always... Could you pray for her? I said, no. No, I will not pray for her. Why? She's not my wife. She's not my wife. I pray for my own wife, but not for your wife. You have responsibility to bless her every day in your prayer. The Lord can't change her. He is El Shaddai. Nothing is hard for him. He is Adonai. He is mighty. He is fighter. He is with us. He is our Redeemer. Yeshua is King of Kings. He is there always. Whatever you need him. Brothers and sisters, don't let Yeshua to be asleep with you. Let him to work with you every day. Let him to ask him to come with his grace, mercy, and favor. Ask him to give you favor, how to speak the dry bones. Do you remember Ezekiel told him that? So prophesy on the dry bones. In your mouth there is life. Say life. Chaim. There is life in your mouth. You need to speak out. There is a lot of dry bones around you. They might have a mansion, they might have a big car, a big money, but they are dry inside, crying every day. Do you remember last month or 2 months ago in California? Billion houses is turning to ash in a minute. They were crying. Your walls, your money, it's not your resource, it's not your strengths.
Your insurance is not your money. Your insurance is the blood of Yeshua.
The blood of Yeshua. Do you remember when Yeshua was on the cross? The soldiers would spear out his. What comes out? Do you remember what comes out? Blood and the river of life. Yeshua is your life. Yeshua is our life. Are you ready to use by God?
Could you stand up? The shofar people come forward.
I would like to pray for you guys. I want you really to release the spirit of strength, the spirit of life, the spirit of freedom, and the spirit of evangelism. This house, it is good to come to worship Yeshua, but don't come alone. Come with the dry bones. Come with the lost sheep. Come and ask the Lord to use you the rest of his life. Because he has power. He is El Shaddai. Nothing is hard for him. He can use everyone. He can use you. He uses you. Can we say amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Rise up your hands. Rise up your hands. Because our hand is connected with the heart. And that is the surrendering to him. When you raise up your hands, you say that, Lord, I am surrendering to you fully. That's all. I would like to pray for you. And then I want you to renew your covenant. The shofar is the weapon that the Lord gave to his people. He told them, when you blew the shofar, you'll remember by me. When you blew the shofar, your enemy will be scattered. When you blew the shofar, I will come to help you. When you blew the shofar, I will fight your fight. That's why the Torah is given to us to blow the shofar. The shofar is our weapon, spiritual weapon. Our shofar is Yeshua. He is our fighter. He is our redeemer. He is our king. He is our Messiah. We are living with the resurrection power. Can you say amen? Let us hear the sound of it. But you have to take it serious, deep breath, really, when you hear the sound of shofar. If you have any sickness, the enemy will be scattered. If you have any weakness, the Lord will give you strength when you hear the shofar. When you hear the shofar, if you feel lonely, the Lord will come to be with you. That is the meaning of shofar, not just simply blowing, but there is a lot of meaning there. Let's pray. Let's pray first. Close your eyes, stretch your hands, and then I will pray for you in Hebrew, and then we hear the sound of shofar, and then we will get breakthrough this morning, this special Shabbat. Hallelujah! Say hallelujah! Say hallelujah! Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Shampa kere bololo badonai nanu modim lain kmoha. Beshemai mo baaretz ata el kadosh el gibor el ilion. Ata Adonai abotenu, Adonai Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Lord, nothing is hard for you, Lord. You can bring life for the dead. You give strength for the weak. Lord, I am a live example how you help him from the childhood until now. You are faithful God. Lord, in the name of Yeshua, I release your anointing, your power on this place, Lord. Lord, as you see, I know you provided us this wonderful place, Lord. You gave us a leader, but we forget our work. Lord, in the name of Yeshua, forgive us. Forgive this congregation, Lord. Beshem Yeshua, Lord. Rise up again. Rise up in their heart to go and to bring and life and also to go and to find the lost sheep of Israel, Lord. Beshem Yeshua. Use everyone. remember, let them to remind them how you created them, how you measure their life every day, Lord. B'Shem Yeshua, Lord, I ask you now, a special favor, special anointing, special freedom, and special strength for these people, Lord. Lord, heal your people. Ignite your fire upon their life. Let us, Lord, to live meaningful life for your kingdom. Lord, use us mightily the rest of our life. Bless the marriage, bless the children. I call the young people to come this place. Lord, bring the next generation to take over this place, Lord. B'Shem Yeshua, Lord, let them to come here to worship you, to sing for you, Lord. B'Shem Yeshua, Lord, when you hear the voice of the shofar, Lord, have the covenant one you gave on the Torah for the your people. Lord, let us hear the voice of you in our heart when we hear the sound of shofar. Please blow the shofar. The last sound, please. Long, long shofar sound. One more. Just blow the shofar, yeah. Last one. Shout victory! Victory! Breakthrough! Say breakthrough! Breakthrough! In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Everybody say, Amen and Amen. Shabbat Shalom.